Byron Mallott joined the Juneau-headquartered Regional Native Corporation's governing body soon after it came into existence. He chaired SeaAlaska's board for about a decade before becoming its CEO. He later returned to the board, where he remains. That will end at SeaAlaska's June annual meeting when his term runs out. Mallott says he's been thinking about leaving for some time.
You know, I'm a candidate for governor, and my time availability has become an issue to me, and so I just decided that it was time.
Mallott is all but assured to be the Democratic challenger facing Republican Governor Sean Parnell in the November general election. SeaAlaska's longtime CEO, Chris McNeil, is also retiring soon, and former State Senator Albert Kukesh is leaving the board chairmanship, though not his seat. Mallott says he'll complete his commitments to the corporation, then give someone else a turn.
It's a good time for leadership to change to some degree. There are many, many highly qualified shareholders, obviously both on the board and amongst our shareholders, and creating that kind of opportunity for them to serve on the board, to me, is a very good thing.
The other three incumbents, whose terms also run out this year, are seeking re-election. They're Sidney Edenshaw, Ed Thomas, and Rosita Worrell, who will run together as the management slate. Four business-oriented shareholders have already announced they'll run as their own slate. Margaret Nelson, Carlton Smith, Ross Soboloff, and Karen Togg are offering management experience outside the corporation. Spokesman Randy Wanamaker says Mallott's decision leaves an open seat with no heir apparent, and that makes the board election more friendly to challengers.
Every now and then an incumbent leaves for one reason or another, and there's another person that has been groomed or shares the same philosophy as the current SeaAlaska team steps forward, and they appoint that person in to fill the vacancy or put them on the slate as a new candidate to replace the departing director.
Slates allow shareholders to vote a single ballot listing a group of candidates. Shareholders can also vote for a mix of members from both slates or anyone else who runs. Albert Kukesh, the board chairman, through the annual meeting, expects a lively race.
People that run on a slate have good intentions. They want to run a clean race, and I commend them for that. But we also have people who are independents who are running, and we have to commend them and recognize they're wanting to be involved, too.
Longtime SeaAlaska critics Mick Beasley and Myrna Gardner are among others running independently. SeaAlaska will distribute ballots to its almost 22,000 shareholders on May 15th. They must be cast by June 26th. Results will be announced at SeaAlaska's annual meeting, June 28th in Seattle. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.